morning we're in Psalm 85, and from the King James Version it says, "Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin." Selah. And the New Living says, "You forgave the guilt of your people. Yes, you covered all their sins." Interlude. The Message says, "You lifted the cloud of guilt from your people. You put their sins far out of sight." The Amplified says, "You have forgiven and taken away the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin." Selah. And then the Amplified says in parentheses, pause and calmly realize what this means. God's word says, "You removed your people's guilt. You pardoned all their sins." Selah. And Young's literal translation says, "Thou hast borne away the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins." Selah. Stop and calmly think about it. Amen. What a great psalm for Easter morning, because this is exactly what Jesus did. Not only did he cover it, but then he rose again for us. Amen. That we might live victoriously. J. Vernon McGee says about this verse, "For the child of God in this day, the judgment for sin is over." Can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah, amen. The judgment is over. The sin question was settled when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. As the songwriter put it, the old account was settled long ago. Amen. Matthew Henry says, "When God forgives sin, he covers it. And when he covers the sin of his people, he covers it all." How much? All. Treasury of David tells us every believer in Jesus enjoys the blessing of pardoned sin, and he should regard this priceless boon as the pledge of all other needful mercies. "Thou hast covered all their sin, all of it, every spot and wrinkle. The veil of love," I love that, "the veil of love has covered all. Sin has been divinely put out of sight, covering it with the sea of atonement, blotting it out, making it to cease to be. The Lord has put it so completely away that even his omniscient eye sees it no more." Even God doesn't see our sin anymore. Amen? What a miracle this is. To cover up the sun would be easy work compared with the covering up of sin. Not without a covering atonement is sin removed, but by means of the great sacrifice of our Lord Jesus, it is most effectively put away by one act forever. What a covering does his blood afford. Amen. Amen. He's done it. He's dealt with it. If there's sin in your life, thank God. Humbly thank God that he has forgiven you. He is not holding it against you. Just confess and believe that he's done that work on the cross 2,000 years ago for you and for me. Amen. Amen. We are celebrating this morning. Amen. We're celebrating his death. We are celebrating his resurrection. Amen.